Voyage from the River Kwai. That one by Mitch Miller in his orchestra and chorus. Another tune from our KGO Fabulous 50. 28 minutes now before 5 o'clock and a sunny day in old San Francisco town, and this the Steve Cannon Slump. Jethro Caulfield, old buddy, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, Steve-O. Did you use that cosmopolitan-type story I wrote for you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did give me a cosmopolitan-type joke. Jethro's been writing jokes for me, and all of them have been so corny, I hesitate to use them because San Francisco's kind of a cosmopolitan city, you know. But this one, I've got to admit, isn't bad, Jeff. In fact, I think I may use it.
Why don't you tell her right now?
All righty. This fellow walks into a bar, and he's wearing a black silk suit, black patent leather slippers, a black turtleneck sweater, and has a 9-strand pearl necklace and pearl earrings. He has a drink and he leaves. A customer, seeing all this, says to the bartender, he says, "Hey," he says, "barkeep, did you see that guy?" And the bartender says, "What guy?"
"Well, that guy who just came in here wearing a black silk suit, black patent leather slippers, a black turtleneck sweater, and a 9-strand pearl necklace and pearl earrings."
So the bartender says, "So, what else would you wear with basic black?"
Keep moving.
Frankie Lane, old Frankie, the master of the overplay, doing one for us. Lonesome Road from our Keiko Cumberlist. Let's take a quick glance at the weather. It's going to be nice tonight and tomorrow, with a chance of some rain tomorrow night, some light showers. 50% of rain again tomorrow night. Right now in San Jose, it's 60. At the San Francisco Airport, 59. San Rafael, 58. In Oakland, 59. And here in San Francisco, downtown at the new KGO, it's 60 degrees. Incidentally, here's welcome news for Central California residents who suffered damage to homes and property as a result of slides and floods caused by last week's heavy storms. If help is needed in cleaning up damage, call your nearest California State Employment Bureau. Phone numbers are listed in local directories. 24 now before 5. That's a Keiko time. Here are the four freshmen. Four freshmen and some great four-part harmony. Whistle me some blues at about 22 minutes now before 5.
Everybody swinging to Edsel, the car that you love to drive.
Yes, America is swinging to Edsel. It leads the field in sales increases. And your Edsel dealer can offer highest trade-ins, plus a special introductory allowance that saves you hundreds of dollars. See him now.
When I, about 3 months ago, Tommy Sands, a young record artist, was in town, and we chauffeured him around to various high schools in the Bay Area, and we were driving Edsel cars, Edsel convertibles. A marvelous car to drive, really handles like a dream. Funny thing, I know quite a few people by the name of Ed, and it's a funny thing, all of these people named Ed drive the Edsel, you know? I don't know if there's something there that fellows who are named Ed like to buy Edsels, because then they, you know, people can say, "Well, here comes Ed in his Edsel," or something like that. No, really. I know a lot of Eds who drive Edsels. Well, that's neither here nor there. Let's get back to the music now. Let's bring on Johnny Cash here, the Cannon Show. Yes, it's a ballad of a teenage queen.
There's a story in our town of the prettiest girl around.
Now the story has some more.
There we had the Ballad of a Teenage Queen with Johnny Cash. Sitting in with me now is engineer, co-producer is Hal Wolf. Probably the Giants' number one fan here in the Bay Area. So we're going to have a bang-up show from here on in. All right, it's about 18 minutes before 5. I had something on my mind here. Forget what it was. Oh, yeah. You'll be hearing some of your favorite KGO shows at new times now. For instance, Billy Boy Anthony is on from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., brought your way by Budweiser, the king of beer. And the bearded one, old bashful bohemian Buddy Weber, is now heard a half hour earlier from 5:30 to 9 each morning. You can be made a half hour more miserable each morning by digging the Buddy show. All right, let's do one next by Perry Como, Magic Moments.
Magic moments with
one. There we had Perry Como, Magic Moments. Fun reminiscing here with Como at about a quarter of five. I missed the Steve Cannon slump for a Monday. Abilene, old buddy, what are you cleaning up over there? Can you make a little less noise?
Well, I gotta get things done. I'm in a real hurry, you know.
All right. Sometimes I wonder if you're cut out for this work, really. What did you do before you got into radio?
Well, I was used to be a miner out here in California years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that. A miner, huh?
Yes, sir. I'll never forget the time I was prospecting for gold. I struck a vein the first time I swung my pick.
Was it a big vein, Abilene?
I'll say it was. I almost bled to death.
Winston Churchill has this to say about the new KGO radio.
I'm here. I speak for the Empire when I offer my thanks to the new KGO radio. Never have so few done so much for so many. This, gentlemen, is radio's finest hour.
So says Winston Churchill of London, Connecticut. You'll like our new sound, too. Try it.
14 before 5, the Slump the Cannon show, and here are the Bebops.
I'm dreaming of Johnny, my dream must control. I love you only, I really, really don't.
The Bebops and Joni. How many of you folks remember back into the 30s and the real early 40s when you went to the motion pictures and at least twice a week you saw the March of Time? Remember? Well, we've got the fellow around who used to narrate those March of Times, the great big voice of this man.
This is Westbrook Van Voorhis. The economy of our country is based on credit. Money at work. Money earning interest for investors. If you have money at work, is it doing its full share for you? Are you getting a good return on your investment? Why be satisfied with 3 or 4%? Increase its earnings to 5%. Put your funds with Guardian Thrift and Loan, one of the leading thrift and loan companies in California. Get 5% interest per annum on passbook installment thrift certificates. Yes, 5% per annum with interest payments monthly if you request. You can invest by mail and Guardian can arrange to transfer your funds. Write or phone for the Guardian Thrift and Loan brochure telling how your money can earn 5%.
Write to Guardian, 40 Post Street, San Francisco. Phone Guardian at Yukon 2, 3300. That's Yukon 2, 3300. 40 Post Street, San Francisco, Guardian. Thrift and Loan. It's 11 before 5. All the news for you, live and lively at 55 from our KGO newsroom. Right now we have Ricky Nelson.
Well, my buggy's got a hole in it. Yeah, my buggy's got a hole in it. Oh, well, my buggy's got a hole in it. It don't work no more. Yeah, I see some hole in it. Oh, well, my buggy's got a hole in it. It don't work no more.
Ricky Nelson and my bucket's got a hole in it. That one's number 44 on our KGO Fabulous 50. This is the Steve Cannon Slump. So happy to have you with us today. It's about 8 minutes before 5. Remember, we'll be doing Yuck for a Buck sometime between 5 and 5:30 for the first time today. This is a new feature of the Cannon Show, and you have a chance to make yourself some money. Here's what happens. You send me a joke, clean, short, and kind of funny. If I use it on the air, I'll pay you a buck for your yuck. Address your yucks to Steve Cannon, New KGO Radio, 810 San Francisco, care of Yuck for a Buck. If I use your yuck on the air, I'll pay you a buck. We'll be, you can send in as many yucks as you please, incidentally. Win as many bucks as you can. Remember, if I use your yuck on the air, I'll pay you a buck. The address again, Steve Cannon, KGO Radio, 810 San Francisco, care of Yuck for a buck.
810-KGO, the spot for you. If you like your music pretty, swing and new. Don't touch your dial, you'll like the style of Radio KGO, San Francisco.
All the news live and lively at 55. Hartley Sater reporting from our KGO newsroom. To take us there, here's Lori London.
Here's news that's live at 55, by wire, by phone, by on-the-spot reporters. First news, first.
Good afternoon. It's 60 degrees and beautiful in San Francisco. A complete weather summary following our news. A two-alarm fire caused an estimated $7,500 damage this afternoon to the Sailor's Auto Repair Shop at 45 DeBose Street. Fire Chief William Murphy says the blaze broke out while one of the owners, Aura Sailors, was draining gasoline from the car. Major League Baseball in San Francisco jumped back to the forefront this afternoon at the meeting of the Board of Supervisors. Here's a special report on that phase of the meeting.
This is Bob Day with KGO's Mobile News Unit Number 2 reporting from the chamber of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Supervisor James Leo Halley introduced a resolution to the board today calling on Mayor Christopher to name a citizens committee to investigate the feasibility of building a baseball stadium on sites other than the Candlestick Point area. Halley requested that his resolution be sent to the board's finance committee, of which he is a member. Supervisor Ferdin said that this might cause further delay and suggested that the matter be sent to the Commercial and Industrial Development Committee for action this week. Both Supervisor Ferdin and Supervisor McCarthy expressed their displeasure at Halley's resolution. Supervisor Ferdin said the whole matter of discussion of sites had been gone over before, and that Halley's proposal would only mean more delay. Supervisor McCarthy told the board that there have been no objections to the Candlestick Point selection by board members in the past, but now that the agreements were nearly completed, the board was being put in the position of saying to the baseball club owners, and we quote, "We gave you our word, but maybe we'll think about it a while and change our minds," unquote. McCarthy also said he firmly believed that the Candlestick Point Stadium will be completed for the start of the 1959 baseball season.
Governor Knight is hopeful of compromising the North-South water dispute that has held up the budget for over 5 weeks. He's invited Senate and Assembly leaders to confer with him in Sacramento tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. More news following this message.
You want a new car? You need a new car? Short on new car cash?
Nobody outtrades a Ford dealer. Nobody outtrades a Ford dealer. Ford dealer.
Nobody.
Back to news, Hollywood. Lana Turner's 14-year-old daughter, Cheryl Crane, has been ordered detained pending further court action in the fatal stabbing of Lana's boyfriend, Johnny Stomponato. Cheryl was ordered held until April 24th, when she'll appear for a hearing to determine whether she'll be made a ward of the juvenile court. Havana. Cuban government police arrested 26 men in Havana today in the Batista regime's continuing frenzied campaign to smash rebel plans for a threatened general strike and street warfare. Police said they seized arms, explosives, shortwave radio equipment, lots of rebel and communist propaganda, and medical supplies. On the political front in Cuba, 8 judges of Havana's high criminal courts have suddenly asked for retirement. Their request came 4 days after the Batista cabinet put into effect a series of decrees to put down strikes. One measure declared any judge ruling against a government official or agency would be fired immediately. Members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers have struck the Columbia Broadcasting Company from coast to coast. The strike has already caused cancellation of one of the network's big shows, Studio One, which was to have originated in Hollywood tonight. A network spokesman says it will be necessary to cancel 2 other shows that originate on the West Coast, Climax and Playhouse 90. That strange glow in the sky that alarmed Northern Californians this morning has definitely been identified as the sun. For many sections of the state, this was the first day in nearly 2 weeks that rain did not fall. The forecast calls for more fair weather and higher temperatures, though there may be some showers in Northern California Tuesday night. The Bay Area will have fair skies tonight and Tuesday, with slightly warmer temperatures tomorrow. The lows tonight will be between 40 and 45 degrees, with the highs tomorrow ranging from 61 to 66. There is a chance of a few brief showers Tuesday night. Northwest winds, 12 to 25 miles per hour, will diminish tonight, and the rain probability Tuesday night is 50%. Hartley Sater reporting. This has been the new KGO News. That's live at 55. New KGO News covers the world every hour. Next news, 5:30, with William Winter reporting.